time I saw Michael play was when the JFL, they call it here. It's a little league guys. Michael's dad was coaching with us. We went one weekend to watch him play. I think it was probably, he was probably in fifth or sixth grade. And he was pretty impressive. Couldn't wait to get him to high school. Yeah, he was actually our water boy when he was really younger. He came to all the games, was the water boy. He was one of them guys who ran out onto the field, you know, and stood real attentively right next to his dad. We're the small fish in a big pond. We're a very small school. Everybody that we play is double our size. We play bigger schools. Our guys just play hard, and they just do their job and are very focused. And I think that's what we did for Mike, is to keep all that odd stuff, all whatever negative stuff you have, and just work hard and be a good teammate and be a good football player, and everything else take care of itself. Michael was one of those kids, and sometimes he was always the best player on the field, and sometimes the best player on the field isn't always the hardest worker. He just worked as hard, if not harder, than anybody else, and I think that carried him through, whether it be high school with us, when he went on to the University of Illinois. He was a great player over there and with the Rams and now with the Patriots.
Complete there to Ho'omanawanui.
I think I had a little part. Jim Malinowski, our O-line, had a lot of part of it. Whole thing is about teaching them the right way and the way to do it. And Michael Ho'omanawanui was a very special time. And those 4 years we had a chance of coaching him, it was very special because he was a very excellent football player and a better person.
That was Michael Ho'omanawanui's path to the NFL.